Our next guest, you are not allowed to answer this trivia question. Our good friend Scotty Nell Hughes, this segment sponsored by God Bless the USA Bible. Of course, you can find out more at GodBlessTheUSABible.com. Good morning, Scotty. How are you?
Good morning, but I have to scold you for one thing, and I'm not going to give the answer, but I think you don't give your audience enough credit.
Yeah.
Because I know if they are listening to this show, they are highly informed. Audience, I know your audience. In fact, I get to chat with them on social media often, and I guarantee that 99% of your audience knows the answer to that trivia question. You did not have to give them answers. You didn't have to give them an ABCD. You don't need to even give them a participation trophy. I bet if we did a big chorus right now, your entire audience would yell in their car the answer, and they would be correct.
Hey, Scotty, I'm Gen Z. I'm a softy, but hey, listen, not as soft as our city council. Because, I'm not sure if you saw the latest, but they are going to look at renaming a beloved historic park in the city, Audubon Park. City Council member Patrice Robinson sponsored these two ordinances. They'll be looked and discussed by the council in an executive decision session to rename Audubon Park. And of course, that's named after the 19th century naturalist John James Audubon. Scotty, I need more coffee. Well, why? Well, because he's a racist.
I love it because it's pitting the environmentalists against the woke justice, social justice crowd. And who's going to win? I mean, who scares you more? Who would you rather be the target of? Let's point out Audubon himself. And we're talking about what in 100 years are they going to look back on what we're doing today and think that and demonize that? Not saying that 100 years ago, slavery and all of those things weren't bad, but that was what was the social norm. That was accepted at that time. It's not like you had someone, you know, that they were going up against the grain. Same thing with today. I guarantee in 100, 200 years, something we are doing today is going to be deemed bad. It's going to be deemed negative as not an advancing of society. And they're going to do the same thing. And they're going to cancel out our culture and what we did today, things that we thought that were acceptable and were allowable. So from this perspective, you're pitting the environmentalists against the social justice warriors, and I love it. But here's the thing that really scares me about this. Where does it stop? Is everything in Memphis going to be renamed for something? And at some point, when does that become racist? Because why not just rename the entire city of Memphis? Let's rename the city itself. Because that is, they're not going to stop. And at what cost does this do to actually forgetting history and the important things that we should be remembering? And that's what Audubon. When I think of Audubon, I don't think about white supremacy. I have no idea about his personal life, but I do think about a man that did a great job of categorizing and preserving nature at that time, so we can continue to study it even into today. And it's very much, I think, once again, an insult to all of those who are true environmentalists, probably like you, probably like me, who actually work hard to preserve our earth, not because we believe in climate change or we believe in all of this Al Gore stuff that he fed to the World Economic Forum last week. No, we believe in it because we are commanded by our God up above to take care of our earth, to take care of our community, and that's why we do it. And we do it better than any environmentalist living in an urban area where downtown trying to scold us to change our policies.
Yeah, I mean, he's the bird book guy. I mean, that's how I know him. There was a, it's typically on a coffee stand. But yeah, you're right. They want all of these people's heads on a platter. Unfortunately, they're all dead. But speaking of the climate, I saw this article by CNN titled, "Our Pets Are Part of the Problem. These tips can help you minimize their carbon paw prints." So quaint. "Our four-legged friends don't drive gas-guzzling SUVs or use energy-sucking appliances, but that doesn't mean they don't have a climate impact. In fact, researchers have shown that pets play a significant role in the climate crisis." I think they're coming after your pets.
Where's PETA when you need them? I mean, for goodness sake, when they are trying, this just proves they're trying to take away every element of happiness that they can touch in society. Someone is trying to take away. They are going to go after, whether it be your gas stove or your pet, your dog. They want to make sure we are miserable, and this is a part of a grander scheme, and I hate to say it. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but guess what? every conspiracy theory on the right has been right. And there's a reason why. Because we're actually just seeing the dots that are lining up. And this is more about, I believe, the progressives' agenda. Because if they want to make us a part of this one world global agenda, they have to bring America down. And by bringing America down, they have to take away everything that makes us happy. Every place that we can get an element of endorphins coming through, which is exactly what pets do for us, they want to take that away so that we can be equal with third world countries and that we can become enslaved to anybody. And then we become grateful for any amount of happiness that the George Soros World Economic Forum, Al Gore crowd wants to give us. And we become enslaved to that because it's the only source of happiness. And what we don't realize that over decades, they've taken away these elements of happiness. I mean, let's look at the price of eggs right now. Are you kidding me? The fact that I have to look at to decide whether or not I'm going to buy a carton of eggs
right.
for $7 in my local grocery store. That is beyond ridiculous. When you have drug dealers saying, you know what, forget the drug lobby, forget taking stuff across the border, I'm going after the eggs. I'm still shocked that Joe Biden hasn't issued a press release saying, look, I've won the war on drugs. They're not trafficking drugs anymore. They're trafficking your morning scrambled eggs. Like, that's how ridiculous. That just shows there's a bigger agenda. And I think the globalists know they cannot accomplish the agenda overnight. They have to do it with decades. And it's by removing every element of happiness that we ourselves can provide for ourselves. And that includes our household Fido.
Yeah. I'm not one to get out into the streets and riot. But if they come after my family pet, Scotty, that is a different conversation that we'll have to have off air. All right, we are going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time. You can find out more about Scotty, more of her work, Scotty N. Hughes on Twitter. And again, we appreciate her joining us every Wednesday. And this segment all sponsored by God Bless the USA Bible. Find out more at GodBlessTheUSBible.com. Scotty, thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.